Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nurse, put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire.
I hope I get to come in on Monday morning and say, Zeke is back! Eat, Zeke, eat! Because I miss him eating. You know what? I'd love to see the first 12 plays of the game be Zeke 5, Zeke 7, Zeke 5, Zeke 6, Zeke 8, Zeke
what?
17. Seriously. Would I love to see that? Yes.
I guess that means you're picking the Cowboys.
Huh. I haven't gotten there. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what there. I would like to see.
Was that Lou Maloney or was that Skip Bayless? I'm a little confused with the two of them now.
6.5 points.
Hmm.
Would you give them 6.5?
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it is.
No way. That's a trap. That's right. What do they call it in the gambling world? Oh, yeah, you call it a trap.
Kicking the tires. That's what they call it.
Yeah, you just started a whole new trend. Your explanation of kicking the tires is so wrong. I don't even know. I have nothing for
you. What was it again? Can you give me a summary?
He's going to change it.
Summarize, but I want to know now for the record. Kicking the tires
is when you're looking at a player out there, and the player wants an awful lot of money, and you're sitting there going, we'll try to see if we can get them, and we'll offer them this. You know, those are kicking the tires. You're offering them pennies on the dollar and see if you'll come and play.
That's one branch of the kicking the tires tree.
That's a small branch.
But Christian, they're not kicking the tires.
Hold
what
on.
They're doing is they're having internal discussions right now. I think that's what you're saying. Internal discussions of we're going to have a lot of bad PR. We got to convince Robert to let us bring him back because Tom wants him. The team wants him. He's not that bad a guy, and he's a great receiver. How do we do that? Those are internal discussions on how you accomplish that.
We're using a phrase that was introduced by Teddy Bruce.
Yeah, can we? No, I'm not even kidding. Can you get Teddy on the phone and just ask him?
Well, he told
us. Send him I want him to define kicking the tires.
Well, he told us if the league says he's okay to play, if I'm the Patriots, I have to kick the tires.
But he didn't say anything else.
Which means, the league can play. So we have to have discussions about possibly bringing the guy back.
Yes.
That's how Teddy defines it.
That has nothing to do with will I sign a player. And I just feel like you're getting caught in the weeds with the kick and the tires. It's kind of your issue when I said best case scenario, you couldn't get it. Actually, no, Lou, you couldn't get that one. You were on point on that one.
That
I understood
one. You had no clue.
Glenn and I
neither one of you two would know what the hell I was talking about.
But see,
case scenario, four catches, but 12
Christian,
yards.
But Christian, they already They already know what Antonio Brown is.
I am silly right now.
They already know what
You're happy.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I am. I'm a little bit giddy.
That's where you're acting.
You're telling me
Thursday.
That they're kicking the tires even as of early as yesterday?
You want us to get you
I'm seeing Sanu hurt. I'm seeing Dorsett hurt. I'm getting excited. They're going to get their ass kicked on Sunday. They're going
to
score less than 10 points.
You want to
and Robert's going to sit there, and he's going to grab that little shell that Brady's like,
woo-hoo!
And that's going to bring all the PR and marketing department in a room, and they're going to figure out a way to bring back AB. I'm excited.
Somebody do me a favor. Get him an Ezekiel Elliott shirt for the game on Sunday. Somebody do something for him.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Defense. I want defense, baby.
Well, defense is going to be their problem. Brian's in a car. Hello, Brian. Okay.
All right, thanks.
We think this guy's like talking to themselves while we put them on, or they don't talk at all.
They're daydreaming.
I almost feel like there's a delay going on here. Don't you get that? You go to the callers, and they're there. Peter in Jamaica Plain, speak up.
Speak up. Okay, I will.
Thank you.
He obviously has he's kind of a strange guy. He has some problem with social media, okay? But what has he done that's so egregious that he shouldn't play in the NFL?
Well, he might have raped a girl.
Yesterday... Okay, they did a poll. Most of the fans want him back. I guarantee most of his teammates want him back.
Peter, hold on.
Sure.
There is an accusation of rape.
Huh?
there is an accusation of rape.
No, I mean, yeah, but he's on.
Huh?
Okay. So, Lou, you
just got social media problems, Lou.
No. I'm just listening. This is a different discussion. But when you said, what has he really done that's so bad? He's got a social media problem.
Yeah, but that's
a woman is accusing him of raping her.
That's a he said, she said.
Okay, but I just want to clarify. That's all we deal with facts. Go ahead.
It's been adjudicated. I mean, it's a.
No, it hasn't.
No, it has not.
No, it has not.
Nope.
I think he had a really good meeting with the NFL. That's what I heard. He met for 8 hours, and they really liked what he had to say.
Yeah, but she didn't withdraw. She did not withdraw the lawsuit. So
yeah,
she's suing him. Peter, you're right. She's suing him. It's a he said, she said situation. But if you're the New England Patriots or any other team, based on a history here that goes well beyond social media, aren't you concerned that you get him in here and the next day another shoe drops and there's another incident? Something else crops up. No, you're not worried about it. Okay. Then you would – I mean, that's got to be the concern of any team, and I think it's worth it for a team to do it because there is no criminal charges against this guy. And if you're New England and it happens, let's say you get him here and a week later we find out another story, somebody else is suing him, something else that deals again in nature against a woman, then you can let him go. And at that point, no other team's going to pick him up. My fear is that another team is going to pick him up. If he had a good meeting with the league last week and the league ends up clearing him, and the league lets teams know that he's okay to play, team's going to pick him up. He's too good. And then if you're the New England Patriots, dying to get a decent receiver in here, how do you feel about it then? Eric's in Providence. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys? Just had a question about Antonio Brown. I wanted to say, do you think if this like accusation stuff happened 10 years ago, meaning do you think he would have been were cut from a team like the Patriots or any NFL team?
Might be different.
I feel like players are held to a much higher standard nowadays.
Yes.
For example, like Ben Roethlisberger has been accused of raping a lady, and he's still on a team. And, like, I just wonder what you guys
think. Well, he got suspended, though. He did get suspended, and there was no...
6 games to 4.
And there were no criminal... The criminal charges were dropped, so nothing really happened. But you're right. Me Too movement now, I would say it's there's a different approach. Jackson Boston here on OMF.
Hey, Glenn.
Your mic's off.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Glenn.
Go ahead.
Hey, Glenn, how many months have 28 days?
How many what?
February?
February,
hey, Glenn,
yeah. Thank you.
How many months have 28 days?
1 month, though, Jack.
I knew you were really stupid.
Sometimes
20. Really?
Sometimes 29, right?
Oh, all of them.
They all have 28. Okay.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. 29.
You got him, Jack.
Oh, Jesus.
You got him.
Is that what we're doing?
Eric's in New Hampshire. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thank you.
Eric, help me out.
I don't know how some of these guys get on the air. Quick question. assuming they actually sign AB, I don't think they will. I think they have a once-bitten-twice-shy mentality.
Yep.
Who, moving forward, is going to be more important, Antonio Brown or them getting Isaiah Wynn back, assuming he plays the way everybody thinks he can play?
Well, it seems like Christian's got new information that thinks Isaiah Wynn is Hall of Fame left tackle.
No. Yesterday it was, he's only played 6 quarters.
What do we know about him?
We don't know anything about him.
He's a little guy.
No, my comp for him would be, and don't everybody go crazy. I guess most people probably won't even know who this guy is. I play with Walter Jones.
Yep.
Hall of Fame left tackle, one of the best to ever do it.
Tall, right? He was taller.
Are you? Very tall. Yeah. No, I'm not comparing.
This guy's not tall.
He's a...
Yeah,
I know, right?
Comparing him to him?
Yeah. No. He's a shorter
version. Like Burr.
He's a shorter, stouter... squattier,
lesser of a player.
Then he reminds me of Isaiah Wynn, a shorter version of Isaiah Wynn. Good balance.
I'm not saying the guy's going to be a Hall of Famer, but
No. Lou hijacked your question. I'm sorry, Eric. That's Lou's fault. If you want me to
Eric,
continue,
I'm
go
just
ahead.
Excited.
He hijacked your question, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I will say I did learn my lesson a couple weeks ago before that Ravens game. I should have been on board with Merlone Investments. I did call to apologize.
Yeah.
Lou apologized to me. I'm on board with Lou. I don't see how they win this game this week. They look like crap. I mean, to be honest with you, they look like crap. Brady seems all depressed. Lou, I'm with you.
Take the points.
So Brady
might be
looks,
a lock of the week.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll release that right now. I'll release it.
See, you and I. We're taking our relationship to the next level.
So we all believe today. We're in unison that Isaiah Wynn will make a difference in the game on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Where
do you go? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you tell me where to go. Jim's in a car. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Go ahead, Jim.
Christian, you said yesterday the team felt like they overreacted when they cut AB in the first place or released him, whatever they did.
Yeah, I think they feel like they overreacted. Yeah, they kind of just got nervous and said, why risk it? Let's just get rid of it now. We don't need him. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what happened that made them have that reaction.
Okay.
He sent a group text to this woman. I don't even remember his dispute with the woman.
Yes, a woman.
It was a group text. He's seeing a bunch of his buddies and with pictures of her children.
Yes.
We all know what happened.
It's awful.
What else?
That's a pretty clear signal that this guy has issues.
Yes.
We know he has issues.
And then the behavioral escalate.
Well, wait a minute, Jim. Do you think there's a behavioral escalate?
This is Aaron Hernandez part two.
Come on.
I'm just saying, is
Tyreek Hill a good person, Jim?
No.
Jim, there are a lot of guys that are playing every Sunday in the National Football League right now.
The league could have suspended him.
Right.
How about that? Put him on an exempt list rather than release him. I remember when Kansas City released Kareem Hunt, I thought it was a mistake.
Look, we have
to suspend him for the rest of the year.
We have guys in the league right now who are playing that have already been charged with domestic violence issues, okay? We have them playing in the league.
I know.
Jim, you got to understand what it was. At that time, he was pissed off, and you're right. It was foolish, idiotic, childish, and it was clearly putting some pressure on her because he was pissed off.
It was intimidating,
that he was getting
bullying.
The backlash from that Sports Illustrated story. So what he did is he put it with his lawyer and said, I've got all this information on her, and he included her in the text so he could intimidate her. Bad, stupid, evil. I agree. Does that keep him out of the National Football League?
Forever.
Hello?
Was he or was he not on his third or fourth chance when he came to this team?
No, it was his second, right?
And wasn't he? And
well,
wasn't
wait a minute. Whoa.
Jim, let me ask you the question. Should he never be able to play again because of it?
I don't know. That's not my decision.
You have to make a decision.
You can't do that.
Social issue would pop up and you would talk about second chances.
I'll take a position on it. No.
Okay,
no.
That's fine. So
it's
look
evidence,
at the okay.
evidence of...
You said he was on the second or third. You said he was on the second or third time already. The Brittany Taylor, it's a civil suit. She is basically suing him for money because she felt he did something to her of a sexual nature, correct? That's what he's claiming. But there's no criminal charges. So she could be simply trying to get money from him, Jim, correct?
You keep moving the bar.
I'm not moving the bar. It's a civil lawsuit.
The guy has demonstrated he cannot conform to any code of conduct put before him. He's gone back and forth.
Just like people that have been imprisoned, right?
I'm sorry, I missed.
I'm just saying, like prison reform, for example, like those people. They've shown conduct that they can't live in today's society. So, do you believe that they should have another opportunity when they get out?
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
You're right, it isn't, because he's never been arrested. He's never been charged with anything. He has somebody who is suing him, and then a bunch of other people that are suing him. And maybe they're tagging along because they think it's a good opportunity. I'm not sitting here telling you that he's a good guy. He sounds to me like he's a real scumbag. But should that keep him out of the National Football League? To compare it to Aaron Hernandez is ridiculous.
Why, because he... Allegedly killed maybe four people?
I would say there's a slight difference.
You think?
Yeah, a slight difference. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Yeah.
You thought the only thing he could break were hockey stories. He is all over it. Roto World loves you, by the way. The plot thickens. Fourier isn't a typical Roto World source, though obviously his connection to the Patriots, his former team, lends a certain credence to his report. And then they got what you basically have said to all of us here earlier. So I think we're all convinced that they need him based on the fact that Sanu is not in good shape right now.
Yep.
That Dorsett is dealing with a concussion. Who knows? Maybe he plays this week. Maybe he doesn't. Gunner's gone. We can't forget Gunner is gone.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Why does it say source Mike Girardi on Twitter?
Well, it was Dale went off Girardi's tweet.
Yeah, but, I mean, why would he give him a source? The he doesn't get a source credit. Okay. Why does Girardi get a source credit?
Fourier is not your typical Roto World source.
Girardi retweeted my information.
He gets rap sheet scraps.
Hold on. What is that?
According to NFL Network's Mike Girardi, the Patriots are I'm reading this tweet now.
Are you becoming a diva now? Is that what you're becoming? You're
I mean, I don't
breaking
listen.
Story
it's just
diva.
Like, whatever. Okay. Give it to Mike.
All right. So getting back to the thing, we all believe, and two of us did yesterday, we have now a third member of the Wolfpack who believes they need AB. All right? Looking at their situation.
Do you believe Incarcerated Bob's connections?
I think I have to, based on the fact that he has had stuff about Antonio Brown.
So Incarcerated
Bob
was the one that came out when this whole thing started. It was like when he got released on Friday night after the Raiders released him, he said that there's more outside of football. And on Saturday, I think, is when he released the private messages, right? With the girl accusing him of rape or whatever, back and forth.
He had all. He had the whole
story. So the private text, we believe, was Antonio Brown's phone.
Right.
He posted that. That, which to me, came from Antonio Brown. So there is a connection. He had all of this stuff leading up to. He's got all the information on Antonio Brown. There's a connection there. And he's the one that said, rumor floating around that Jonathan Kraft personally asked for that Antonio Brown public apology.
So it could be that he's getting it from Antonio, that Antonio is telling him, those are your rumors, that, hey, they want me back.
Now, again,
Jonathan asked me to do an apology, and I'm
rumors,
doing an apology.
But this guy's been on.
Right.
And if that's the case, that's sort of like Jonathan being, hey, you know, maybe through Rosenhaus, I don't know. My dad would like to have a public apology. I think that would help.
You know what? You should think about maybe considering a public apology.
If all this is played out.
Now, I'm not telling you what to do, but maybe perhaps you should. It may be in your best interest.
But does anybody really believe this was from the heart? That he really, he looked at it and said, oh my God, it's been 8 weeks. You know what? I really owe that Robert Kraft. What a wonderful man.
No, he heard they were kicking the tires.
Exactly.
And he said, Kraft, let me see if I can. If I should can kind of give him a little push.
Or somebody internally here, and who knows, maybe Incarcerated Bob is correct, said, if you're interested, you know, Drew Rosenhaus, then maybe it would be nice to apologize publicly, at least get us feeling a little bit better about Antonio right now, because we don't feel great. The other thing I think that's all involved in this is Thursday's meeting with the National Football League. Every time he's had a meeting with somebody, he has screwed it up. Right? Depositions, he screws them all up.
And we hear about it.
We hear about it.
How bad they went.
Right. We're hearing.
Not this one.
Nothing.
Not this one.
But positive things. Mm-hmm. Could it be that the NFL, after interviewing Brittany Taylor for weeks ago for 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever the hell it was, and then interviewing him, came out of it and said, you know what? This is really, it's she's suing him. I don't know. He
yeah,
said
but again,
said,
that,
but there's nothing concrete here.
So where do the needle move?
We can put him on an exempt list.
So that's fine. I still don't. So I maybe still the think Patriots the likelihood know. Of him being re-signed, I still think is slim
by a team,
by the Patriots. The Patriots are the team that are left, I think, between a rock and a hard spot.
What is slim? Because yesterday you said zero. What's the
5%?
Okay, that's a big 5%.
5%.
And I think it's slightly higher
because
than that.
Because you're kicking the tires, but I think you're investigating.
Yeah. So I got to admit, though, because we talked about him just kind of staying away from just the news, right? Social media. We'll issue a nice apology, put a little video up of him playing football. Hey, I'm ready to go, staying in shape. Awesome. But then yesterday, we got the word last night that Antonio Brown is countersuing Brittany Taylor.
I think this
for defamation.
So.
Yep. And interference with his NFL contracts and endorsements, according to documents obtained Wednesday by ESPN. Now, we all know he's subject of an NFL investigation over Taylor's allegations of rape and sexual assault, the article reads. He's denying accusations, and he's requesting a jury trial. So when I saw this, and I know you talked to some people about it, Glenn, but you know, Floria wrote the article of, oh, it's a bad idea, because it sort of, now it opens up everything, right? So why would you do this? Because it sort of looks like bullying tactics again, doesn't it?
I didn't talk to Larry, the lawyer, but I talked to my friend Bob, the lawyer.
Bob the lawyer. Robert, can he save me? Right.
So, and
I know I'm at the lawyer.
And I would say this. Normally, he said this would be just a dumb move because you open yourself up to your entire life. That can be, if you're claiming that she is now taking away a paycheck, taking away a job opportunity from you because she is throwing out all of this stuff, then because she has no money. So you're not suing her for money. You're suing her to stop doing what she's doing.
Right.
That's what you're doing. But it opens up the door to the rest of his life.
So in other words, the case against Antonio Brown by Brittany Taylor, that case, that civil case, they can only talk about Brittany Taylor.
Correct.
And what he allegedly did to her.
That's what I was told.
With this defamation case, it allows her and her lawyers to bring everything else out.
Because it's all based on his reputation.
Yeah.
So he has a certain reputation, and she apparently is sullying the reputation, and her lawyers are going to prove, no, his reputation has always been bad. It's always been like this. We didn't destroy it. The only thing I could think of, because he's not going into a courtroom and filing a lawsuit. He's got an attorney that is doing this. My guess is the attorney got out of that meeting on Thursday and said, the NFL is telling us there's nothing here. So let's go after her to maybe back her off of this other lawsuit.
But then when you see some negative attention towards it, though, that people don't like the fact that you're doing this, is there a chance that he drops his countersuit? And for once, people are sitting there saying, huh, good for Antonio. He's fighting back.
But I don't think Antonio is doing this because, as I said, lawyers will tell you that this is not a smart move. He's got a lawyer who's going in there and doing this for him. He's not doing this himself. If the lawyer's doing it, the lawyer's doing it for another reason, and it has something to do with him now being held up from the NFL. So maybe this is the best way that they can back her off the civil lawsuit and also get him on a team. I think he's going to play somewhere. And I think these Patriot fans who don't want him on the team right now will be screaming if 2 weeks from now we're talking about him on Houston, him on Kansas City, him on Baltimore, and him coming back to haunt you in the playoffs. And I understand it's not an easy thing just to bring him back because this stuff there. But don't we agree that they overreacted basically with that text at that time?
I think under the circumstances, based on where they were at, it felt right to me. It just felt right. To me, it was such a dirty, nasty, low-class move by Antonio Brown.
Bad.
And if he didn't have all this other stuff attached to him, I think you would just, you know, you could overlook it.
Yeah, but he was reacting to the other stuff. He was reacting to Sports Illustrated going out, reaching out, and finding all these people who were using the attention that he was getting to see if they could get their money.
I get it.
Which I don't blame them
if he owes
them the money, but that's what it was, Christian.
But if there was not anything else, if it was just, hey, he Instagrams too much, he Facebooks too much, he ran himself out of Oakland, that would be fine. You would just say, well, you know what? If we were to grab everybody's text messages, who knows what the hell we would find?
So I would say this. You may not want to befriend him and spend a lot of quality time with him as a friend, but do you want him as a football player to help your team right now? Do you want to bring him in as an employee?
Yes. Can you sleep at night, Lou, if Antonio Brown is a Patriot?
Yes.
It's like Ambien.
He's not going to sleep.
Just like an Ambien
like
at night.
Like a baby.
Oh, man. Yes. Snoring all the way.
He's not going to sleep if the Patriots end up winning this game. Imagine if they win it big. Oh, you'll
be
a
if they win it big,
then
the dream is over. So if you want AB in town, root for the Patriots to lose in an embarrassing fashion.
All right, 617-779-7937. Antonio Brown, is he actually, possibly, maybe coming back to the Patriots?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm back here in OMF at 617-779-7937. We told you about Antonio Brown countersuing Brittany Taylor. We have now all the details of the countersuit. I'll read it for you. In summary, after enduring a failed business endeavor, also failing to gain the relationship status she desired with Brown, Brittany Taylor began a vicious campaign of lies and deceit, targeting Brown both personally and professionally. Taylor's acts have all but ruined Brown's career, causing him to lose a number of substantial and lucrative business contracts and impacting the public persona in such a manner as to cause Brown and his family significant personal and financial harm. It goes on to talk about the $1.6 million investment that she asked for in a business project back in 2017, and it goes into some of the gory sexual details. Brown did not rape Taylor, nor did he exert physical force upon Taylor. Taylor and Brown had a consensual sexual intercourse on May 20th, 2018. Matter of fact, it goes on to say that as part of their relationship, they had a consensual sexual relationships for years. Goes on to all of the details. So this is, you know, a detailed countersuit because he's trying to get, I think, something going where he can get back out on the field. Maybe he's using it for the NFL. Maybe he's basically saying to the NFL, they're saying, well, if none of this stuff is true and you've had this consensual sexual relationship with her, because she's making it sound like, you know, you were doing some awful stuff. Matter of fact, you know the whole situation where she claimed that he ejaculated on her with her consent in his home. Remember when they were watching that church video in 2017? He basically said that this went on in as part of their relationship.
Oh, that's so weird.
So I'm not sure Tebow was singing at the same time. So, I mean, there's a lot of details in all of this. So why would he go into all of this that detailed. He's got to be doing it because he needs to get back on the playing field, and maybe the NFL said, well, she's claiming this, she's claiming that. You've got to do something, right?
Yeah, I know, but once you think like part of the NFL thing is like about him being able to just control his outburst moving forward and putting the past behind him and trying to dealing with the future. So he walks out of the meeting, and like a week later, he countersues the woman. I mean, you know what I mean? So like the league would be like, oh, dude, we told you to chill. You know what I mean? Like we might believe you. I don't know, but let's play this thing out. You stay kind of quiet for a while. We'll get you back in the league. No more noise from your side, please. Okay. And a week later, you counter sue the
woman? Yeah, well, this is a lawyer, obviously, who's recommending it. This is not him going, you know, in some aimless thing saying, okay, I'm going to put together this lawsuit. So,
oh, I know, but don't you think when he sat down with Goodell, he had, like, his agent and maybe his lawyer with him?
Oh, no question.
All right, so they're all in that same room. Hey, quiet it down. Okay, we'll come on, counter sue.
You think they're going to put AB out there all by himself?
No, so it's just, I don't know, it's just...
Kind of nobody there to say don't answer that?
Probably told him to shut up. All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Shane driving around in traffic. Hey, Shane.
Driving around in traffic.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Shane?
Hey, real quick, I want to say I came over here because of Greg Hill, but you guys are way better guy.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's very nice.
He's a good guy.
My ride home wouldn't be complete without you guys arguing and yelling over each other the entire way.
Thank you for listening.
You should stop that.
It's Antonio Brown never raped anybody. Any millionaire that's accused of rape without any pursuit of criminal charges should really, really, really be looked into and really questioned hard, because it's so obviously a money grab. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see that.
Well, listen, I mean, you sound like you know for a fact that he didn't. Like, you know, I still admit that charge changes an awful lot in my eyes. Could it be a money grab? Sure. Is there a chance he did it? I don't know. If you're wrong, which side do you want to be on?
I'm on the Patriot side, man. I want Antonio Brown back. Well, Antonio Brown.
Very selfish Patriot fan.
Well, I guess I am too.
We want Antonio Brown. Do you guys want to win, or do you guys want to lose?
Lou wants us to lose on Sunday.
I don't know if you've heard or not,
for them
but
to lose.
I'm rooting for them to lose.
Yeah, apparently, we're going to lose on Sunday. I find that to be very humorous.
Wow, you don't think there's even a shot there, huh, Shane?
That's a Gronk laugh right there.
No.
Oh, see, this is a delusional Pats fan that no matter what happens, no matter how bad they look, they'll figure it out. They'll find a way, because
Shane,
they always do.
You're just ripping him. He just started listening.
Don't go, Shane. Don't
go.
Shane, don't go. How many times have you heard that?
Yeah.
Shane, they're going to get their ass kicked Sunday.
Oh,
see, Lou's just owning it. I do not think they're going to get their ass kicked.
They're not going to get their ass kicked.
I do think that runs to the left are going to be a lot better than runs to the left last week.
Okay, runs to the left are going to be great. And when Sanu is
60
out.
Quarters now. He's played 60 quarters.
When
right?
Sanu is out and when Philip Dorsett is out and you have to dumb this offense down so badly and you put up 9-13 points this week and the faithful at Gillette are actually starting to boo this offense. And Robert Kraft is up there with Jonathan to his right, and they're like, what is going on? Trust me, if you do want Antonio Brown here, then you need this offense to look as poorly as it looked last week, but in a loss. That is the only chance you've got. Because Robert needs a push. The PR department needs a push. Jonathan, they need a push.
You think they have the posters
they need
ready to
watch
go?
This again in their own stadium to see how poor this offense is. For them to believe they need Antonio Brown. If you go out and win, this guy, he wants them to go. Thinks they're going to blow out Dallas. The other guy that called up said they could win 37-10.
Yeah.
If they do that,
yeah.
You think they think they're going to need Antonio Brown if they go out and win 37-10?
No. If they win 37-10, there's going to be five picks, and that defense is going to score
if the offense looks
three
great,
or four of them. Right.
If the offense looks great,
the offense is not going to
They'll
look
say, you know what? First game with Isaiah Wynn, and now game two for N'Keal Harry. Look at him. He's a stud. Isaiah Wynn's a stud. Guys, we don't need Antonio. So if they play well, then Antonio's done.
How many slants can N'Keal Harry catch in a game?
Three, okay. Four.
At least three.
Until they figure it out.
At least three. You can motion into it. You can offset it, right? You can set him out there alone. I think at least three slants. One go.
Listen,
and then a stop and go. And then, no. Sorry. Yeah. A hitch, a slip screen, a tear screen, a fly sweep. Those are his plays.
I don't think they're going to get blown out. I don't think they're going to blow out Dallas. But this defense is going to be stingy once again. Dak Prescott's going to make some mistakes because this defense will lure him into making those mistakes. And the offense might look better, but that much better? It might look better because you do not have that turnstile at left tackle that Brady's got to be concerned
with. I would say that's at least 10 plays
that
are not going to grade out at a minus.
No question. Go back to the Pittsburgh game, look at that game, and see how he held up Brady's blind side. Here's Bob in Brimfield. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, guys? I mean, we're all in agreement. The Patriots need a wide receiver since training camp, so this is nothing new. Do they need Antonio Brown? No. I mean, are we that far removed from this team actually taking the high road with their players like they did not that many years ago?
You know what they need, Bob? What they need is Sanu to be healthy, Dorsett to be healthy, Edelman to be healthy. And I think they're fine with that.
What's the
that alone is plenty. Plenty. They don't need any more than that. But when those guys get hurt...
Bob, it's your definition of the Patriot way that people just shred. Okay? Because you make it easy on them. What high road? The Patriot way is selfless, going out and doing what's best for the team and winning football games. It's nothing to do with personalities, troubled souls.
Troubled souls.
They win.
Is there one other player on that team that has any off the field issues that you can think of?
Your starting safety currently got arrested for cocaine.
Hold on. He's been criminally charged with a felony.
That's what I'm saying. You have Chunks. And is he really injured, or is he just being reprimanded?
He's injured. He's not being reprimanded. You know, he's injured.
Let me just leave it at this. If Mrs. Kraft was still alive, they wouldn't be talking to Antonio Brown.
Here we go again.
There you go.
Here we go again.
Jason Peters.
Listen, I'm sorry. People want these squeaky, clean players. I'm not sure it exists. You know, you're dealing with...
Sure it does.
Well, no.
Squeaky clean players?
Through the entire league. There are some squeaky
players. This organization is so perfect. Take the high road. Right. Hey, what happened in February down in Florida? For Christ's sakes. Your owner.
I got to tell you.
What are we talking about? It's that opinion of a definition of Patriot way that people just sit there and laugh at. Don't give me the Patriot way. Like they always bring in choir boys. No one ever said they did. Nobody. That's not a definition. We've had a couple calls the last 2 days who actually believe that's the Patriot way. You know, take the high road. You don't deal with troubled players. No. You're the Patriots. You don't need it. They need to win. That's what they do. They win.
All right, we do have a statement now regarding Antonio Brown. It comes from his attorney, Camille E. Blanton. And it's just been released. So they are putting a full court press here with this counter lawsuit to get him back on the field in the National Football League. And I'll read it for you. Antonio Brown has filed his answer, affirmative defenses, motion to strike, motion for more definite statement, and counterclaims in Broward County, Florida Circuit Court. Mr. Brown's filing in his initial response to the lawsuit filed by Brittany Taylor on October 8, 2019. Mr. Brown anticipates that discovery in this case will uncover additional facts and information that will potentially expand the scope of his counterclaims. In his pleading, Mr. Brown categorically denies each and every allegation contained in the Taylor complaint. Additionally, Mr. Brown provided numerous significant facts that were omitted from Taylor's complaint, including Taylor's communication to Brown, revealing that Taylor was open to a romantic relationship with Brown. Taylor's travel from Memphis to South Florida 12 days after the alleged 2018 sexual assault. Taylor's arrival at Mr. Brown's residence at 2:42 a.m. on the morning of her 2018 return South Florida trip. Taylor's continued communications with Mr. Brown after the alleged rape, including a copious amount of text message exchanges with Mr. Brown in the hours after Taylor's engagement on May 28, 2018. Mr. Brown is committed to his continued aggressive response to Taylor's false allegations. Not only does Mr. Brown seek to clear his name, but he also desires to make a statement that there is not an open season to extort professional athletes.
Yeah.
So the countersuit, Lou, might because we were asking about it, what are these, is he doing? It might be to get a lot of facts out there on the table public. To ruin her case in the public.
I mean, in public. To me, a lot of that stuff, you know, talking about the travel, Florida, the South Florida, 12 days after the alleged 2018 sexual assault. Continued communication with Mr. Brown after the alleged rape, including a copious amount of text messages.
And that would make her look bad if they had text messages showing that was, because he now claims there was a romantic sexual relationship.
If you go back to her claim, it was, she did further communicate him with the first sexual assault. As far as the rape goes, she only went back to that house the next morning to get her stuff. And apparently that was it. That was it. Because after the other assaults, you know, she continued communication. But after the rape, she just went back there to get her stuff the next morning. He's sitting there saying, I have texts that we continued to talk after I allegedly raped her. And I'll show them to you. Yeah, that was just a sway public opinion.
So we're seeing a lot of stuff, and they're getting a lot of stuff out in the public. And I think it is basically to tell teams out there, hey, listen, it looks bad. She's throwing it out there. Now, it's a civil, it's not a criminal complaint, but it looks bad. I get it. But you got to understand, he had a long-term relationship with this woman, and basically she came looking for a $1.6 million from him because she wanted to build a gym down in South Florida. And when that happened, he may have initially said he would help her out, and then he changed his mind, said he was not going to do it, and that's when she threw the book at him, and now she's claiming all of this other stuff. And yet, he's now got evidence, he claims, that shows that he had a long-standing relationship, sexual relationship. What she apparently has used is a contract for his training program, and there's a standard clause in there that talks about flirting. She used that in her lawsuit, and she's claiming he violated that. He now claims he's got evidence that they both violated it, that they had a long-standing romantic sexual relationship.
So much baggage. Just so much baggage.
Is he worth it?
Oh, my God.
Is he worth it?
What?
Did you hear me? Hello?
Is he worth
Hello?
It?
Hello, is this working?
No.
Hello?
Yesterday he was not.
He's
is he
not
worth
it.
It today?
He may be worth it for the next week, but when Sanu gets healthy and Dorsett gets healthy, and you know, then their Isaiah has another game under his belt.
Yeah.
He's not worth it. And they can win it without him.
By that time, he might be the second seed.
It doesn't matter. They can win it. Oh, listen, I can tell you, they can go to the Super Bowl without him. And you're going to see firsthand, again, it's a defensive team. If it was an offensive team, if the offense had to score 40 points and legitimately do it, would you feel different about the team?
Yes. Yeah, I hear you. You're right. You can get there. We've seen teams do it. We saw a team last year that shut down the a big offensive team in the Rams in the Super Bowl. Limited them to 3 points.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
and
they
that
can
was
do
the
it.
Start of this defense.
You don't need 28 points.
I agree. But are they better? With Antonio Brown, do they have a better chance of winning?
Okay, I feel like that's a rhetorical question. Like, of course they are.
Just answer.
We know the answer.
Don't sit there.
No,
and
don't
rate
you
the
be
question.
Some like tough guy.
I don't need your question
are
rated.
They better without him.
Is he worth it?
Wow, that's a tricky question.
I don't think it is.
He's not worth it, but they are better with him.
There you go. All right, 617.
I gave you two answers.
617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.